QXB in 0TR. 0TR mobile.
Talk to you on a yucky morning like today. W2T at home.
A while ago, we're headed down to Aldi's. Well, we stopped at a place here called the Big Apple Donut Shop. It's in a little shopping center just maybe 50 yards past the 7-Eleven here in Taylor's, behind the Truist Bank. Oh, my. It's like heaven in donuts.
Just what you need, my friend.
In my mouth here. Heart healthy food. They told me it was.
Okay. You believe that. Just keep believing that. And, you know, when you keel over, we'll come over and see you.
Interpreted it. They're Asian, and, you know, they got a little dialect.
Yep, I'm sure. I'm sure about that. And also, what are you out running around in this weather for this morning? It's not exactly a pleasant day to be out. Unfortunately, I've got to go out here shortly, because I got to take something back to Best Buy that died on me.
I do. Good morning, Rick.
Bernice. Well, you probably had a good thing in mind when you did it, so I won't fuss at you, and I'll just fuss at that old man that's driving the car.
Well, see, these donuts are exceptional. I'm not kidding you.
A place over here in Spartanburg called Shipley's Donuts on John B. White Boulevard, just down from where after it crosses I-26 coming into Spartanburg, and you know, they got good donuts there too, and all kinds of other goodies to go along with it.
Well, we used to go to one up in Fort Scott, Kansas. And it was owned by some Asian folks, and it was exceptional. And we'd always stop if we went that way, which wasn't very often. But I just can't say enough about these. They're delicious. Better than anything I ever got at Dunkin' or that other place, Krispy Kreme. But there's nothing wrong with theirs. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying these are the exceptional rather than the rule. Oh, shoot. Lots of traffic now, and I got to get across three lanes of it here to get in the other lane, Rusty.
Well, be careful out there. And I'm headed out here in a few minutes. I'm going to finish my cup of coffee, and then I'm going to take out and go. I was also waiting to make sure that Best Buy was open, because I don't remember whether it's 9 or 10 o'clock when they open. But since it's almost 11, and I think I'm going to go to one of the delis for lunch today. They're now having featuring a soup in their thing that looks real good. Jason's Deli. They've got a chicken and wild rice soup. At least this picture looks good, so I may go by and try some of that, because I also got to go have my frames adjusted on my glasses again.
I ran over mine with the riding lawnmower the other day, my sunglasses, and I just barely clipped them, and I had a big coat on, and it fell out of my coat. But you know what? I took them to Costco's, and they fixed them right up. I was really surprised. Oh, Costco's now cracking down on people that are experimenting with the facial recognition thing, and a lot of people will go in there and use somebody else's card, and now they're going to be able to tell if you're using somebody else's card, and you won't be allowed to go in.
I know, and all, but, well, glad you got a Costco card, and you got a Sam's card, too, and I got a Sam's card. I'm going to stick with that. I don't think I need to have two of them, and all. Anyway, well, let me let you go. Be careful out there in that traffic. I'll be on the road shortly here, because I've got to finish gathering stuff up, put my wallet and keys in my pocket, and see where I'm going. So I shall talk to you later then. N0TR, I'll be on the road shortly. N0TR, W2T, clear.
Okay, Rusty, nice to hear you this morning, and maybe I'll catch you in a little bit. We just pulled into a parking place here, and the car's telling me beep, beep, beep to stop before I hit that post, so I guess I better do that. It's 46 degrees and miserable out here, but no wind, so thank the good Lord for that, or Mother Nature, both. So take care. Remember, the stopping distance is quite a bit further on this wet road. W2T N0LTR, clear.